New at 4 o'clock, two preschool teachers are under arrest and charged with cruelty to children. The alleged abuse was witnessed over live video from the classroom by the parents of one of the students. Channel 2 Steve Gelbach is live for us in Roswell. And Steve, you spoke with the mother of one of the alleged victims.
And it was inside a three-year-old classroom here at Parker Chase Preschool off Holcomb Bridge. And one mom, she just wanted to check on her son. She pulled up that camera inside on her cell phone last Thursday. And we want to show you what she saw.
I saw it, but I was like, no, I didn't see that.
One mom was watching her three-year-old son's classroom at Parker Chase Preschool in Roswell. You'll see the teacher standing in the scarf, seemed to place her foot on one child's fingers as the other teacher gets in the face of another little girl. Then the first, 40-year-old Zina Alaswani, uses her leg to shove the girl in the back. I spoke with that victim's mother over the phone, who doesn't want to be identified.
It was a matter of seconds, and we knew that what we had seen was deliberate. And we were really, my stomach was just in my throat at that point.
Parents Gloria Bargy and Brent Duncan kept watching in real time, and about 45 seconds later saw this. 19-year-old Soriana Brasino place her index finger on the girl's forehead and push.
And at that point, we saw the second teacher, put her hands on the child.
They rushed to the school, demanded the teachers be removed from the class and to see the video.
Doesn't matter whose child it is, it's a child. They're helpless.
Shock, disbelief.
They're defenseless.
They contacted the victim's parents and called Roswell police. Detectives watched this video and arrested both teachers for cruelty to children in the first degree. Both suspects appeared in front of a judge today from jail, where prosecutors ask for no bond.
Several other children have come forward as additional victims in this case.
There's now a much larger investigation into the preschool.
So we have several weeks of video to go back and review to make sure that there's no other instances of this kind of behavior.
We went to Parker Chase today, but no one would speak to us. In a message sent to parents and in a written statement, the preschool's parent company said the teachers were fired and they're shocked and disappointed at what they call inappropriate disciplinary actions. And quote, "While we are extremely grateful that the children are well, we take this matter seriously and our investigation is ongoing. We expect our staff to adhere to the highest standards of care, and any failure to do so will not be tolerated." And I did see two more detectives' cars here at the preschool here this afternoon. Now, the one teacher did get a $75,000 bond. The younger one has no bond. She's going to stay in jail. She's going to stay in jail because of her immigration and asylum status. Live in Roswell, Steve Gelbach, Channel 2 Action News.